In terms of the story in us, so the glorification of the Word in us, the Word being the Lord, so we can understand it in terms of how the sense of the letter of the Word is transformed in terms of our perception of it and coming to see that it is divine and that it is the Lord. So the sensory corporeal part, the bones and the flesh of the Lord, are natural goods and truths. And these are the ultimates that have to be glorified. So the process is one of so from a logopraxis perspective, this is, so we take truths in from the letter. That's the level that we meet the text at. And that is cloaked in person, place, space, and time, natural things of the material world. And we take those things in and we slot them in with our own sense of reality, how things are, which is a long way from where things are actually at. So these ideas are clothed with our own weaknesses, our own conceptual elements, which can be taken from our historical faith, from believing in the appearances of the senses to be real. All of that is what cloaks it all. And you know, the doctrine of our church, that we've been taught under authority, not actually tested for ourselves out of experience. All of that forms a human from the mother. It is the natural elements that clothe what is of the Lord. Then what happens is that we get to a point where we begin to practice. We're no longer satisfied with things as we were, and we start to investigate them for ourselves. And we start to use the things that we understand from the Word for the purpose for which they were given, which is their application to our inner life. So we've probably used them in terms of moderating our outer life, but now we start to move toward the inside of the cup. Start to work at that level. And as we do that, we come into new truths, new insights. And this is the new truths represented by Benjamin. Benjamin, as new truths under Israel, are the concepts, the ideas, the insights, all of that that have arisen out of being willing to practice them. And they can be very different to how we understood things at a memory level. Well, I'll say it straight up. They are totally different. They're a totally different quality. And so what starts to happen is that these insights that come, they are coming from the Lord working in us. The Word working in us is producing these insights, but we still own them as if we have generated them. And this is the idea of theft, that this is the dish within the cup within the sacks. And this has to be exposed. Our proprial tendency to claim what is of the Lord as our own has to be exposed before there can be this release that needs to occur so that Benjamin can be aligned under Joseph. Now, those truths, those new truths, are what are termed in the glorification series as the human from the father. So there's the human from the mother, which the Lord put off completely. And you can look this up. It's explained in Doctrine of the Lord 35, around that number. So there is the human from the mother that has to be put off, and there is the human from the father that gets put on. Now, what is the human from the father? Well, the human is truth, and the father is good. So what we're looking at is truth from good has to be put on, and all that other stuff that we've collected from the world has to be put off. As that process moves forward and we come to see that, you know, we aren't the generator of what is of the Lord. The Lord alone is the generator of what is of himself. So we start to see that the text itself is actually the Lord operating within our minds. And when we see that, Benjamin then gets shifted over in the representation to being under Joseph. So now he becomes interior truth. And he's the connection between the Lord's desire for the salvation of the human race, the celestial element represented by Joseph, flowing in. It needs what is represented by Benjamin, which is interior truths, in order to start to work and change the relationships or restore the relationships into their proper order so far as the brothers are concerned. And the brothers are the letter of the word. So what happens in that process is that the letter of the word is then brought into its proper relationship to interior truths to serve the Lord's desire for the salvation of the human race. And that is what the glorification is, or how it can be understood as a process that takes place so far as the word in us is concerned. And what parallels that is our regeneration, because you only see that process from a state of enlightenment in the sense of understanding the processes and how it all works, gives insights into what it is that must be done. So we move from knowledge as an intellectual thing to knowledge as actually what's termed moral wisdom. So moral wisdom is knowing what to do. Moral wisdom is the wisdom of doing. It's not to do with morality. Natural morality is an example or an illustration of it, but a spiritual moral level has to do with knowing what's needed in terms of the process, how to support it, how to bring it into life.